USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump today demanding an investigation into whether his campaign was infiltrated or surveilled for political purposes by the FBI or the Department of Justice. The president tweeted yesterday that he would be making such a direction to the DOJ today to look into such allegations. He wants to find out if any such demands or requests were made by people within the Obama administration. In remarks to the Heritage Foundation just minutes ago, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said instead of Iranian citizens getting any benefits, the Iranian government took money it received through the nuclear deal to fund terrorism across the Middle East.
Fueling proxy wars across the Middle East and aligning the pockets of Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, Hezbollah, Hamas.
Pompeo warning of more sanctions if Iran doesn't change course. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey! And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
Wayne Island Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
Some Texas school districts are now allowing staff members to become what they call school marshals. That would allow qualified staffers to carry concealed weapons in classrooms. The Defender Training Academy in Fort Worth even giving out free lessons to educators who want to take part in the program. Participants were taught handgun basics as well as hands-on self-defense techniques and trauma care.
Oh, I remember those first months after that 2016 election were not easy.
Hillary Clinton still looking back on the 2016 election as she delivers this year's Class Day speech at Yale.
You will make mistakes in life. You will even fail. It happens to all of us, no matter how qualified or capable we are. Take it from me.
In her Sunday remarks, she also said President Trump is attacking many of the things that make America great. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Motorists across the nation are really feeling the increase in gasoline prices now, and those who depend on others for a hot meal are also being hit, as we hear from USA Radio's John Clemens.
Analyst Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the price at the pump is up 56 cents from last year at this time.
Average price for a gallon of gasoline now $2.93 a gallon. That's up over 5 cents versus last week.
Rising gas prices are also having an impact on those who depend on others to make sure they get a good meal. Jenny Young is with the National Office of Meals on Wheels America.
Rising gas prices really do impact our volunteers because they are using their personal vehicles to make deliveries.
I'm John Clemens.
It appears Facebook hasn't been hurt by its recent privacy scandal, as the social media giant made headlines this year when it was revealed that data firm Cambridge Analytica had improperly harvested data from 87 million users in the run-up to the 2016 election. But now Goldman Sachs is reporting, despite all that, the number of Facebook users in the U.S. actually increased by 7% over the past 12 months, and it also finds users are spending more time on the platform. And the Vegas Golden Knights heading to the Stanley Cup Final as they held off the Jets in Winnipeg yesterday to win their Western Conference Final Series 4-1. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.